we had drawers in the lower part and the mirror above, you know. And we'd not having too good a houses, why sometimes the ladies and very often and men too would have their shirts and the ladies' clothes. They'd fold them and spread them out in one of those drawers, you know, great big gay like that.
Well, do you have a term for a closet that's not built into the wall? One that's just a great big piece of furniture that clothes are hung up in?
We call them now, Mama, what was it? We called the big old closet Granny had, what is the term for that? I flipped my mind. What's your hung clothes, you know?
A big piece of furniture, like big a closet, except it's
well,
a big
piece
of furniture.
Well, that's way up the top and you hang your clothes in there.
You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I'm all no.
Sometimes there's a mirror on the front. It's just a closet, except it's a piece of furniture that sticks out.
It's a piece of furniture. It's movable, you know.
Well, I'll say
well,
no,
you well, that's your so life.
Okay, well, we'll come back to it a little later, maybe you think of it.
Maybe I can think of it now.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a frame house?
Weatherboarding.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
We call them verandas.
Okay. What do you call a small veranda that might not have a roof on it?
Patio, ain't it?
Okay. Let's see, what do you call, now would a patio have a floor?
Oh, yeah, usually built out of concrete or something like that.
And would it be attached to the house?
Yes, on the one side, you know, built from the house out.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
We call them lots.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
We call that, let me see now. It's masonry work, isn't it? And I know the name. If I could think of it.
Well, would you call it a rock wall or a rock fence or a stone wall or
a
stone fence?
I didn't aim to go back that far. Used to, the cattle roam the fields and woods, you know. We fenced in the fields and we fenced out the cattle out of the home. And we called them rock walls. I didn't even mention that.
Okay.
With no cement and wasn't tied one to the other like we have.
So they were just piled up.
That's right. Just in a crude way. And it'd keep the cows and the Adams out of the yard, though, and you could go flowers. I've seen that all around about in my day. But there was no masonry attached. It was just a matter of getting
Well, that's fine. Yeah. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Let me see now. Give me that again.
Okay. A large wooden vessel that's a container of some sort that's open at the top. And it has a handle on it, and you carry water or milk or any other liquid.
Oh, that's a bucket.
Okay. And now, what would you call the same thing made out of metal? Would you still? Would you still call it a bucket, or would you call it something different?
No, we'd call that a pail, I judge.
All right.
I think I'm correct in that.
What do you call a heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Well, we call them frying pans.
Okay.